How can I stop the same sinful, unhelpful thoughts entering and developing in my mind? I'm sure that many of us would want to know the answer to this question. How do we stop those same things coming back and dragging us down in our Christian lives? And in many senses, I think there's no straight answer to that. No sort of, well, do this and it won't ever happen again. We know that prayer is one way that that we can help in this by turning to God. In the letter to the Philippians, Paul writes this in Philippians chapter 4. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice." So there it's, fill your mind with the joy you can have in knowing who God is. And then he goes on to say, "Let your gentleness be evident to all, because the Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." What I think he's saying in that whole passage, I mean, he's saying loads there, but is that if you will focus on the things that you have in God, in Christ, and if you come to him in prayer, then the anxieties that can stop you being at peace will be there. The peace which transcends everything will guard your mind and your hearts. And then he goes on with some more practical advice. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true and noble and right and pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." So if you want to stop thoughts that are negative, think about positive things. Now, that's just general wisdom, but it's biblical wisdom as well, except that in the Bible we're told what those positive things are. Think about the things which honour God, which are from him. And he says, "Whatever you've heard, learned, or received, or heard from me, or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." So prayer is really there, isn't it? And focusing our mind on things that are more helpful. In Hebrews, I think we have some guidance as well. We're told in Hebrews chapter 12. He says, "We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And because of that, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." So there's something there. Think about the other Christians around. Think about Christians in the past. Think about your brothers and sisters and what they often have to struggle with. And that might help you to throw off some of the things that trip you up and help and hinder you in your walk. He says, "Let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us." So we will need patience. It's something that is going to be quite hard work, like running a race. And the ultimate thing is fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him. He is the one who begins and he is the one who perfects our faith. Perhaps another passage which can encourage us in that is in 1 John. Where in 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, we're told that if we claim to have fellowship with God but walk in darkness, we lie and we're not living by the truth. But then he goes on and says, "But if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us." So if any of us are tempted to say, "Well, I just don't have those problems. I'm never tempted to hold on to sins and wrong thoughts," we're told that we're actually lying. The truth isn't in us. "But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness." And that, those words were written to Christians. It's not talking about becoming a Christian. It's saying as a Christian, if you say you haven't got any sin in your life, then you're deceiving yourself. But you can still confess your sin and be cleansed of that and move on. And later in chapter 2, he says that's possible because of Jesus Christ, the atoning sacrifice for our sin, the one who died so we can be forgiven. Perhaps just one final passage that might be of help there is in Romans chapter 7, because we sometimes think we're the only ones who struggle with the same sinful and unhelpful thoughts that come into our minds. And in Romans chapter 7, the Apostle Paul wrote this, verse 21, "I find this law at work. When I want to do evil, do good, evil is right there with me." Isn't that what it's about? We want to do what's right, but evil is right there. We want to do the good things and we don't. We end up doing the other things. For in my inner being, he says, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? I suppose at its ultimate level, that is how we feel when we feel we've failed again. Why did I let that thought linger and grow and develop? Why did I do that deed that I know I'm always tempted to do? What wretched people we are. But then he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we can gradually begin to move on, as I say from Hebrews, by fixing our eyes on him, by understanding what he's done for us, by knowing that forgiveness is possible for the Christian as well. We can perhaps begin to find that those same sinful, unhelpful thoughts can gradually be conquered. But it's hard work. It's like a race. And we need to positively put them off and positively focus on more helpful things.